on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
What is the difference between friendship code and stealing? I'm not sure.
Okay. Like, when Jess has a dilemma and is put to the test, she turns to her family because nieces know best.
In these kind of situations, if you have to ask, rarely are you doing the right thing. But we'll try. We'll get into it. Hey, welcome to Nieces Know Best. It's Tuesday, and we do this every Tuesday. This is a little advice segment that we do. When Jess finds herself in dilemmas, she turns to the wisest people she knows, and that's her two nieces. Jess, introduce these women to us, please.
I chat with my nieces, Abby and Maya, once a week. Abby is 12 and Maya is 10. And I think it's really fun and special to talk to kids in your life because I think that they're the most honest and transparent about things to a fault. And I found myself in a dilemma, and I don't know. I have a sports bra from one of my best friends, and I've had this for like at least 7 years that she let me borrow it 7 years ago.
Yeah.
But when you have a long distance bestie, you kind of forget, right? Things get lost in the shuffle. Well, she's actually coming to town. She's coming to Baltimore. She's visiting me next week. Does that mean I have to tell her I have the sports bra and give it back to her?
So my best friend is coming to visit, Stephen James. And I realized that I actually have a sports bra of hers that she let me borrow years ago that I was never able to get back to her because we're long distance besties. But it's been so long. I'm talking like years. Do I actually need to tell her I still have her sports bra and do I need to give it back to her? Because now it's like one of my favorite sports bras. Abby, what do you think?
In my opinion, that thing's yours now. You own it. It's like giving someone a gift.
Okay, so do you think after a certain amount of time, after you've had something, does it just basically become yours?
Maybe like her boobs got bigger. So like, she just doesn't need it anymore.
Maybe it just fits me better.
If she really, really wanted it, she would have told you by now.
That's true. She hasn't asked me about this sports bra. So am I obligated to bring it up to her or should I not say a word?
It depends the kind of best friend.
What do you mean?
So there are certain best friends that you have to... How do I word this? Sometimes you like to be mean to them or sometimes you like to be nice to them.
Don't say anything.
Okay, thanks guys. Love you.
Love you.
Yo, Maya has it right. You try to be nice to her, you're trying to be mean to her. Because, like...
I don't know.
It's stealing. It's not... It doesn't matter how much time passes by. It doesn't make it any more your item just but because you had it in your possession.
I know, I just... But when Abby was like, if she really wanted it... Because let me tell you, when I did have this and we were living in the same area, it's not like I kept it on purpose. It was just, like, a complete accident that I still had this.
Yeah.
And then... Over time and moving and everything, I honestly forgot like the source of this sports bra specifically until she was like, hey, I'm coming. I'm like, oh my God, this is like, Stephanie's sports bra.
My favorite brassiere.
But I feel like she would say something to me like that she would, but after all this time, she hasn't said a word. Like, what if she's forgot about it?
So you think if she doesn't ask for it, it should be properly yours now?
I feel like if it's been in my possession for like at least 7 years, is it mine?
Technically, I think not. What could be interesting here, though, anybody listening that borrowed something from a friend like a long time ago and it's still in your possession and like maybe you feel like it's yours now. You got a story for us? 410-583-1065.
This is Jen over in Arnold.
What's up, Jen?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good. Jess has had her friend's sports bra in her possession now for 7 years. Is she still supposed to give that back, or is it now Jess's possession after so long?
So I believe it's Jess's because I have a sweater wrap from a friend of almost 5 years now, and I believe that that's mine, and I'm not going to give it back to her.
How do you justify that? You did not buy it. It is not your property.
Yeah, like, what was the transaction? Did she, like, give it to you to use?
Okay, so, and I need to talk to Kramer, too, but I had a concussion back in 2019.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry.
No, thank you. And I was doing neurotherapy to try and heal it, I lost the ability to walk for 6 weeks, I went into a rehab center, and my friend went to visit me in the rehab center, and we were like, well, I had a walker, we were walking around, and we sat down, and she gave me her sweater wrap because I was really cold.
Yeah.
And then she's like, hold on to it, you know, and I'm like, okay. But that was like right when COVID was coming through.
COVID made things weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't see her. So it was probably like 8 months before, like, you know, we saw each other again.
Right.
Yeah. It was like in the closet. And then I saw it a couple of times and I've actually won it a couple of times, but it just makes me think of her and, you know, how she came to visit me when I wasn't feeling well.
So
and
for you, it was like a souvenir.
Yeah, it's
like a souvenir and it's just going to be yours now forever.
Oh, I love that.
I know. Yeah. It's a sweet story, but I still don't think it's yours. You know,
like,
it's not. It's not
Jen
yours.
Jen can keep, like, the wrap. What?
Yo, is Jess, dare I say, a bad friend because of what she's trying to convince all of us Marylanders that it's okay to do in a friendship? This doesn't feel right, but let's see if you agree. It's Kramer and Jess. Hi, good morning. We're wrapping up Nieces Know Best here. What's the dilemma this week?
So I have my best friend's sports bra. Now, when you hear that, you may think, well, just give it back to her. Here's the deal. I think I've had this thing for maybe 7 years. I think, okay? Being a long-distance bestie is pretty difficult. And my friend let me borrow this sports bra. It's been a long time. Totally forgot I had it. Totally forgot it was hers. Still in my closet. Now, fast forward to now. She's actually coming to Baltimore, and she's visiting us next week. And I'm asking myself, do I actually need to give back this sports bra?
Hendrix in Pasadena, this is not Jess's sports bra. It's still her friend's, technically her friend's sports bra, right?
Right.
Oh, so, I need to give it back. Yeah, so you think I need to give it back?
No.
Wait. So you're saying it is her friend's.
So,
but
it's,
like,
so it's a piece of her with me that I should treasure for the rest of my life, is what you're saying.
I think it's a gift.
Oh, a gift.
That's what Abby said.
A gift.
Right. Uh-huh. Right. Because you miss her so much, and every time you wear it, you think about her.
I do.
I feel like, as the friend, I would rather you have the sports bra than me.
Aww.
Well, wait, though, you had a situation, though, with somebody that lived long distance over in Arizona. What happened with you guys?
So I have my very best friend of many years, Alita, and she lives in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And when she was visiting me, this was like at the beginning of the pandemic, she wanted to use my Switch, my Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
To, like, you know, play around with it. She didn't have one.
Yeah.
She ended up taking it with her to Arizona, and she didn't give it back to me for like 2 years. And I ended up just getting a new Switch.
Wait,
low key. Okay, hang on a second.
It's not her Switch,
I think that's a different situation because were you like, hey, take this back with you to Arizona, or was she like, ooh, whoops, this fell into my suitcase? Like, that feels very different to me.
She had, like, messaged me in the hotel and was like, oh, I still have your Switch. And I was like,
that feels
Arizona.
That feels strategic, Hendrix.
2 years, bro.
That feels strategic
to
me.
That's not
at least my best friend was like, here, use this sports bra. And she gave it to me from her hands and was like allowing me to use it.
That's just straight up stealing.
Yeah, she stole from you, Hendrix.
Who is this?
This is Jen over in Arnold.
What's up, Jen?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good. Jess has had her friend's sports bra in her possession now for 7 years. Is she still supposed to give that back, or is it now Jess's possession after so long?
So I believe it's Jess's because I have a sweater wrap from a friend of almost 5 years now, and I believe that that's mine, and I'm not going to give it back to her.
How do you justify that? You did not buy it. It is not your property.
Yeah, like, what was the transaction? Did she, like, give it to you to use?
Okay, so, and I need to talk to Kramer, too, but I had a concussion back in 2019.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry.
And, no, thank you. And I was doing neurotherapy to try and heal it, I lost the ability to walk for 6 weeks, I went into a rehab center, and my friend went to visit me in the rehab center, and we were like, well, I had a walker, we were walking around, and we sat down, and she gave me her sweater wrap because I was really cold.
Yeah.
And then she's like, hold on to it, you know, and I'm like, okay. But that was, like, right when COVID was coming through.
Yeah,
and
COVID made things weird.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't see her. So it was probably, like, 8 months before, like, you know, we saw each other again.
Right.
Yeah. It was, like, in the closet. And then I saw it a couple of times, and I've actually won it a couple of times. But it just makes me think of her and, you know, how she came to visit me when I wasn't feeling well.
So
and
for you, it was like a souvenir.
Yeah, it's
like a souvenir, and it's just going to be yours now forever.
Oh, I love that.
I know. Yeah. It's a sweet story, but I still don't think it's yours. You know?
Like,
it's not. It's not
Jen
yours.
Jen can keep, like, the wrap. What?
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.